Hello, welcome to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. This is Ahmed Jamal, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Ahmed. Ahmed Jamal, one of my very favorite jazz artists. The legendary Ahmed Jamal, still going strong. And tonight's show is a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set because we're celebrating the East Coast bebop movement. And Ahmed was one of those very influential players and artists that led a group back in the 50s, going up into the 60s, and he's still going strong. So we'll be hearing some of him in just a minute. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show. Also, tonight's show is dedicated to the legendary producer, Orrin Keepnews, who passed away last Sunday. He died on He died on March the 1st, one day before his 92nd birthday. And Orrin Keepnews was very important. He produced the first trio recordings of Bill Evans. He was responsible for getting Cannonball Adderley and Thelonious Monk and Johnny Griffin, among many others, kind of on the jazz map because he owned and started Riverside Records and produced all of those beautiful recordings, which we will hear some of those tonight. And we'll get started with one that he produced that I like very much. This is a Riverside recording done back in 1961, Cannonball Adderley Quartet with Bill Evans on piano. And let's see, we have Percy Heath and Connie Kay, the bassist and drummer. They were with the Modern Jazz Quartet, as you know. And I think you'll enjoy this. This is Waltz for Debbie, written by, of course, the great Bill Evans, who is featured here on piano. And it's nice to hear him work with this wonderful group, and Cannonball plays so well on this too. So here's Waltz for Debbie, Cannonball Adderley, and Bill Evans. Thank you. And that was Donald Byrd and his quartet from a 1962 vinyl recording I have on the Blue Note label. The album is Royal Flush. That particular tune is Six M's. And that featured Donald Byrd on trumpet, great Pepper Adams on baritone sax, and a very young Herbie Hancock on piano, Butch Warren the bassist, and Billy Higgins on drums. Before that, we heard a trio that I'm very fond of. That was Steve Kuhn, a very active pianist in New York. That was when he was in his teens playing with John Coltrane. But this is a nice trio recording which features Steve on piano, of course. Steve Swallow, the marvelous bassist playing electric bass. We heard him here at the University of Richmond at the Modlin Center a few years back. Also on that album, a good friend of mine from the 60s, Joey Barron, a very fine drummer that I had a chance to play with back in the dark ages, and he's done very well in New York, a first-call drummer for sure. The title of that tune, by the way, was Romance, and that's on the ECM label. The album is entitled Wisteria. And we opened the show with a nice quartet album, Cannonball Adderley with Bill Evans, Waltz for Debbie. Bill Evans wrote that for his niece when she was just born. And that's been reissued, by the way, and is available. Just go to, Amazon.com and type in Cannonball Adderley. The title of the album, by the way, is Know What I Mean? So you can check that out. Up next is a nice recording by Milt Jackson and Coleman Hawkins. Close Your Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, which is kind of quiet tonight because I think the students are on spring break. I hope they're all having a great time. And spring is coming. It was 65 degrees today, and that beats the cold weather we have had here with the ice and the snow. So we're enjoying not having to wear those heavy coats and gloves. Well, we just heard a nice recording by Herbie Mann and from an album in 1957, a prestige label, Man in the Morning, the title of the album. We heard Serenata, and of course, Herbie Mann was playing flute. The trombonist on that was Aki Persson, Swedish trombonist. And before that, we heard a nice quintet led by, actually a sextet led by Milt Jackson on vibes and Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone. And that included Tommy Flanagan on piano, Kenny Burrell, the guitarist, Eddie Jones on bass, and the great Connie Kay on drums. And they played the well-known tune, Close Your Eyes. Well, speaking of Connie Kay and great drummers, a couple of things. Last night, we were lucky enough to go down to Newport News to the Ferguson Center for the Arts at Christopher Newport University to hear a marvelous jazz concert. Vocalist Hillary Cole, and I talked about her last week. In fact, we played a special tribute to her. She was there with her trio, which included a marvelous drummer and bassist, the bassist Paul Gill, and the drummer Aaron Kimmel. And his brushwork was very, very reminds me very much of the great Connie Kay. But in any case, Hillary Cole absolutely knocked everyone out. She did a beautiful show. The Judy Garland songbook, and she has a new recording that'll be coming out very soon. And I had a chance to talk with her. She promised to send me a copy, so we'll be listening to some of that in the future. Speaking of great singers, here's an early recording by Anita O'Day with the great Oscar Peterson Trio, Taking a Chance on Love.
I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. Ba-do-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo, taking a chance on love, taking a chance, one chance, taking a chance on love. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Dave Koz. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? You won't be sorry. Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Dave, for that timely message. Music education, so important. And let's see, we just heard a nice recording, 1959, from the Modern Jazz Quartet from their Pyramid album, and a piece entitled Django, written by the pianist John Lewis. Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath, the bassist, and Connie Kay on drums. And that's on the Atlantic record label, and it's still available, by the way. Before that, we heard a 1955 recording by the great Miles Davis with a quartet that featured Red Garland on piano, Oscar Pettiford, the bassist, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And we heard A Gal in Calico on the Prestige record label. And we started this threesome with Miss Anita O'Day with Oscar Peterson and his trio, and she was singing Taking a Chance on Love. Well, let's see. I want to tell you about a great quartet that's coming here to the Modlin Center on March the 25th. That's a Wednesday night, March 25th. Matt Wilson is bringing his New York quartet here, and I've heard them, and they are phenomenal. He is a marvelous drummer, and he has a great quartet. And I will be there, and I hope that some of you will be too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a recording by another great drummer. This is Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, since we are doing the East Coast Bebop School show tonight. And Along Came Betty, that features a number of great recording artists, and you'll hear those in just a minute. But while I'm playing that, the first person to call me, I'll set you up with two free tickets and great seats to hear Matt Wilson's quartet on March the 25th. Here's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Along Came Betty. Phone number would help, wouldn't it? Area code 804-289-8790. 289-8790. First call, it gets two free tickets to hear the Matt Wilson Quartet on March 25th. That's this month, on Wednesday night. Thank you. winner for 2 tickets to the Matt Wilson concert. Thanks for calling in, Paul. Parker, 1949. Mm-hmm.